Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
I'm Dr. Joe Esposito, and welcome to our podcast, For the Health of It. Remember to subscribe to our podcasts, and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well.
The information presented on this program is not intended to take the place of your personal physician's advice, and it is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Discuss this information with your own physician or healthcare provider to determine what is right for you.
Are you suffering needlessly? Dr. Joe can give you advice on how to naturally get well and stay well. Dr. Joe Esposito.
Hey, folks, Dr. Joe Esposito here. I am glad you're with us today. So we're going to talk today about the most searched health questions on Google or whatever platform you're using. Now, all of you at some point have sat home and you had a little rash or you had a little pimple or a little bump or a little pain. And what'd you do? You went to the search engines, typed in what it was, and you played Dr. Search Engine. I understand that. We've all done it. So I did that for you today. And we're going to find the top things that are searched. Now, a couple of years ago, I was invited to be on a Dr. Oz show, and it was really a great experience, a lot of fun. And he called into one of my shows that I was on afterwards, and he essentially said, Joe's encyclopedic knowledge, essentially, since I met Joe, I don't use Google anymore, I just ask Joe questions. So I'm going to play Dr. Search Engine today. I'm going to answer some of those questions for you. So number one question, well, that came up actually, was how do I lose weight? And so there's so many things on the internet right now. There's high protein, there's low protein, there's plant-based, there's high carb, low carb, fat, no fat, what kind of fats, intermittent fasting, more fasting, body cleansing, laxatives, and it's crazy. But what happens is when you eat food, there's a part of your brain called the nucleus accumbens, and it releases dopamine. In fact, they just recently found some taste buds in the back of your tongue that when they're stimulated with sugar, instantly start releasing dopamine. Now, dopamine is a neurotransmitter that gives you pleasure. You're getting high from it. So when you eat bread, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, sugar, ice cream, it's not that you like bread or sugars or cakes, whatever it is. You're getting high from eating these foods. And when you get high, you want more. Now, I'm as guilty as anyone else. My brain works just like yours. If I have a piece of bread, I want more bread. I've told this story a while ago, I don't know if I've told it in a while. I was in New York one time, and I found a place that had vegan bagels. Now, I grew up right outside New York in New Jersey, and I had the bagel, and it was spectacular. It was just wonderful. The rest of my trip there, I kept thinking, when can I get another bagel? When can I get another bagel? I was getting high from it. Now, there's also a chemical that's found in gluten, which is found in wheat, barley, and rye. It's gliadin and glutenin, and there's a chemical in there that actually attaches to the morphine receptor sites in your brain. So when you eat bread specifically, you really get high because you get the sugar reaction and you get this morphine-like compound. Same thing with dairy products. People tell me all the time, Dr. Joe, I love cheese. I could never give up cheese. You don't love cheese. You love what's called the casomorphine that's found in cheese that stimulates, it attaches to the morphine receptor sites in your brain, and you're getting high. So, hate to burst your bubble, folks, but it's not the cheese and the bread that you like. It's the morphine-like compounds in there that are getting you high. And the sugar, of course, releases the dopamine as well. So we have to look at that and say, okay, I have to not have a little bit of the things that stimulate my pleasure centers, because if I do, I want more. Alcohol does the same thing. So you have to cut out the foods that you can't control yourself with. And you know what those are. I don't have to tell you. Can you have a scoop of ice cream and walk away? Ice cream's not a big problem. Can you have a piece of cheese and walk away? Well, cheese is probably not the problem then. In most cases, it is. Now, dairy products have this casomorphine in it in milk, but when we concentrate the milk down to make cheese, take out the water, we concentrate those casomorphines, and you're getting high. So losing weight is not about your stomach. your belly, your liver. It's really about your brain and getting that brain to say, stop getting me high. So one of the rules I have, and I used to be overweight, one of the rules I have is I can't have bad food in the house, because if it's in the house, I'm going to eat it. Now, I don't eat any animal products at all, including dairy, but dairy, gluten, breads, cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas. So dairy and wheat are going to be the two biggies that you have to get out of the house, because if you have a piece, you're going to want more. It's just how the brain works. So we have to get those bad foods out of the house. Number two, many times when you're hungry, you're not hungry, you're thirsty. When you were an infant, there was a part of your brain that controlled hunger and a part of your brain that controlled thirst. As you became a toddler, those two parts of the brain grew together. So you have a real tough time distinguishing between hunger and thirst. So many times when you're hungry, you're not hungry, you're thirsty. So here's my rule on weight loss. You have to have an 8 to 10 ounce glass of water about 10 minutes before whenever you eat anything. I don't care if it's a snack. I don't care if it's a meal. Before you put any food in your mouth, 8 to 10 ounce glass of water about 10 minutes, maybe 20 minutes if you want to be really good at this. And watch what happens. Your cravings are going to go away so quickly. Now, another thing, if you're craving sugar, what you want to do is you want to have something tart. Because when you eat something tart, like vinegar, lemons, for example, it can break that sugar craving. And I talk about this many times on different shows. And people come up to me afterwards and say, oh, my God, that worked. I have a pickle now before every meal. And I don't crave dessert anymore. I have a pickle before I had those cookies, cakes, donuts, pastas, or bread. And my craving went away. So if you drink the water, eat something sour or tart, you'll be fascinated how much less you eat. The other thing is this. It takes 20 minutes to get the message from your stomach to your brain. Now, your stomach, when you eat food, releases a chemical called leptin. It's a hormone. Leptin goes up into the hypothalamus in the brain and says, I'm full, stop eating. If you eat nonstop for 20 minutes, you'll be full. If you have a snack, wait 20 minutes, you'll be amazed how much less food you eat. Because the message is the leptin is going to be released from the stomach into the brain, into the hypothalamus. Hypothalamus says stop eating, and you're going to make better decisions. So if you're somebody who can't control their eating, I want you to have a snack 20 minutes before your meal. Now, what could that snack consist of? How about an avocado? I just did a social media post on how to make avocado toast. It's real easy. It's avocado and it's toast. So it's not hard. Now, you want to eat breads that don't have a lot of gluten in them. So gluten-free bread, if you're going to eat bread, is a better choice. Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel bread is sprouted wheat. And when we sprout it, it appears that we break down that gluten. And so Ezekiel bread or sprouted bread would be a better choice too. Make sure it's organic. And if you take a piece of toast, put some avocado on it, and instead of using mayonnaise or something heavy fat like that, because the avocado is loaded with fat, I use balsamic vinegar glaze. It's a thickened balsamic vinegar, and I use organic, and I spread it on there, and it's sweeter because I personally don't like tart foods. I don't like lemons and vinegars. I'll do them. I don't like them. So the other thing, if you're going to do something like that, an avocado with balsamic vinegar, the vinegar has something in it called acetic acid. Acetic acid stabilizes your blood sugar and controls hunger. So an ideal snack 20 minutes before your meal would be something fatty. Nuts might be a good idea, a handful or two. That's all. You're not making a meal of it. Remember, you're just having a snack. Half an avocado, drizzle on some vinegar if you like it. I like the glaze because it's not as vinegary. But the acetic acid stabilizes blood sugar. So what I just taught you in the past 5 minutes is not what to eat, but how to eat when it comes to obesity. Getting the bad foods out of the house, especially the wheats and the dairy products, because they have those morphine-like chemicals that get you high. Drinking a lot of water, because many times you're not hungry or thirsty. Doing something, have a snack before a meal, and an avocado is the ideal snack. Even a half an avocado, you don't have to, a whole avocado is a meal to me. I'm done if I eat a whole avocado. Use some vinegar on top of it to stabilize that blood sugar. And if you do just those things and nothing else, you'll be amazed. The other thing you can do is something called intermittent fasting. Now, intermittent fasting is different ways to do it. But at least don't eat for 12 hours a day. So if I have dinner at 6 o'clock at night, I can't have breakfast till 6 o'clock in the morning. That's the minimum intermittent fasting you should do every day. Now, if you want to go further, if you start going to 12 hours to 14 to 16 hours, you start producing something called human growth hormone, which actually can build muscle mass. You start metabolizing fat more efficiently, breaking down your glycogen and then your fat to be used as fuel. So the longer you go, the better, to a point. Now, you don't want to do too much fasting. You don't want to fast, 3 days every week, because it turns out now that that can be stressful on the body. It can release cortisol, and cortisol is your stress hormone. A little bit of cortisol is good, but regular stress on the body may not be the best thing for you. So that's why 12 to 16 hours daily fasting most days is going to be the best thing you can do. And studies have shown that if you do intermittent fasting, even if you don't change what you eat in that concentrated time that you are eating, you're still likely to lose weight. But the nice part is when you start intermittent fasting, you eat less. You feel better. Just like working out. When I work out, I'm not hungry. When I don't work out, I'm very hungry. So there's a lot of tricks that you can do to help yourself lose weight, aside from just cutting back on calories. Because cutting back on calories is usually temporary. I'm going to cut out, I'm going to cut out sweets for Lent, whatever it is. And then you go right back to where you were. This becomes a lifestyle, and that's the difference. Now, on our website, drjoe.com, we have a wonderful jumpstart program. It's called the 21-Day Detox. And what it is you take certain supplements, you take protein shakes, you eat food, but you only eat food from this one list of foods. And it's plenty of foods, by the way. And everyone that's ever done it, everyone, comes back to me and says, I have control of my life again. I'm not led by food. I'm not controlled by food. Thank you. And many of them say, can I keep doing this? Can I continue on past 21 days? The answer is yes, by the way. So it works really well. So if you go to my website, drjoe.com, drjoe.com, type in 21-day, and you'll see that protocol. What's interesting about the protocol and the supplement protocol is that you'll actually save money. Because the money you spend on the supplements, you're going to save way more than that on getting rid of the bad food in your life. Bad food's very expensive. Fast food used to be cheap. Fast food's expensive now. I mean, I used to go, I remember back in college, you stop in one of those taco joints and you'd get, 50-cent tacos or 50-cent burritos. You'd eat two or three of them. Not saying they were healthy, but you ate them. You'd order a pizza, eat the pizza. Now it's much as a sit-down meal. So it's crazy. And one of the things you can do to lose weight and save money and be healthier is just eat at home. I mean, I go to restaurants now and it's insane. You can't get out of there if you're eating very healthy, which is very cheap, $20 a person. It used to be $8 a person, $10 a person, not that long ago. So it's very expensive. And a lot of the finance gurus will even tell you, if you want to save money, stop eating out. It gets very expensive. Folks, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Joe Esposito. I'm answering the top searched questions on search engines when it comes to health. One of the big ones is back pain. So if you have back pain, the number one cause of back pain is pinched nerves. The number one treatment for back pain is chiropractic care. Chiropractic care is the most effective, least expensive treatment for back pain. So I'm a logical thinker. Why wouldn't you do the most effective, least expensive thing of anything if it's going to be the most effective and least expensive? And chiropractic care is for that. So if you have back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, arm pain, numbness, tingling, muscle weakness, sciatica, come see us. In Atlanta area, we have offices in Marietta, Duluth, Stockbridge, and West Cobb. I want to be your doctor. I want to help get you well and keep you well without drugs and surgery if possible. Now, we have a medical doctor on our staff. If you need drugs and surgery, we have them there. Well, drugs anyway. We have drugs and injections available if we need them. But I want to get to the cause of your problem and not just treat the symptoms. So normally the first visit is $940. For my listeners, I've reduced that to $299. That's an exam, x-rays, consultation, first treatment on the follow-up visit going over the x-rays, which is an extremely important visit, and a complete nutrition evaluation. If you come and see us, you want to see what we found. And then from there, if we recommend treatment, it's totally up to you what you want to do. But most people say yes because they want to get well. So just go to my website, drjoe.com, book an appointment right now. Come in, let's get you checked out. Stop suffering needlessly. Want to go back to weight loss for a second. Many times when you're hungry, you're not hungry for food, you're hungry for nutrition. And so many of us are just nutrition deficient. We have diseases of deficiency, which is caused by excess. Sounds silly. We eat too much of the bad food and not enough of the good food. So we're depleting our body of nutrients, and we're giving our body too much alcohol, meat, sugar, dairy, coffee, soda, and artificial sweeteners. So what do we do for that? Supplements work really well to make your brain say, I've got enough nutrients, I can stop. And so my minimum supplements I would recommend would be Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. They're two powders. People ask me, why are they in powder? Because we get a lot more for the dollar. We can put them in a capsule. It's going to about triple the price. And everyone I've ever asked, are you willing to take the powders or pay three times as much? Everyone has said, I'll take the powders. So a scoop of Dr. Joe's Essential Source, a scoop of Dr. Joe's Super Greens, prebiotics, probiotics, digestive enzymes, complete multivitamin, fruits and vegetables, iodine for your thyroid, a chlorella to detoxify the liver, because a lot of times if you have a belly and you're not fat anywhere else, it's liver fat. If it's everywhere, it's body fat, but if it's just in the belly, like a beer belly, that's called visceral fat. And chlorella is great for cleaning out the liver as well. So that's the minimum supplements I think everybody should be taking every day. And it's the best bang for your buck you'll ever get when it comes to healthcare. So if you're serious about wanting to get well, at least get Dr. Joe's Super Greens and Dr. Joe's Essential Source. I take vitamin D, unless I'm out in the sun a lot, which I'm usually not, unfortunately. Vitamin D, I take a B-complex, a methylated B-complex, so it's easily used by my body. I take adrenal support. I've done a whole nutrition workup on myself, so I know what I need. We'll do that for you, too, if you want to. So all the supplements are on the website, drjoe.com. We usually ship the next business day, sometimes the same day. So drjoe.com to make an appointment, drjoe.com for the supplements. It's in the store section. So if you're just tuning in, what I'm talking about today are the top searched health questions on the internet. So back pain, usually caused by a pinched nerve. And if you have a pinched nerve, what's the most logical thing to do? Unpinch it. Of course. So easy to consider that. I got a pinched nerve, unpinch it. And every day, patients come in our office and they've been under, you know, they've had medical care, they've had injections, they've had ablations, they've had physical therapy, they've had braces, they've had drugs, acupuncture. And when I explain to them that all that stuff is good, but if the bone is pinching the nerve, that should be step one. And all of them go, I never thought of it like that before. Why didn't my other doctors tell me that? I don't know that. That's a rhetorical question. I don't have the answer for that. But chiropractic, most effective, least expensive treatment. Now, if the bones are out of place rubbing up against each other, another problem occurs. The discs and the joints wear out. That's called arthritis. Osteoarthritis is the joints rubbing up against each other, wearing out. Rheumatoid arthritis is an autoimmune disease. That's different. But osteoarthritis is a mechanical problem. So if you have bones out of place, not only might you have pain, you always will have joints wear out, whether it's your foot, your knee, your spine, your hip, anywhere. The other thing that happens when the bones move out of place is they can pinch nerves that don't feel pain. 90% of your nerves don't feel pain. You can have a pinched nerve and not know it. So you want to find a doctor who's qualified to test the nerves that don't feel pain. I don't know of many. My team of doctors and I trained all my doctors on how to check nerves that don't feel pain. So if you want to come see us, we'd love to have you come see us, drjoe.com. We can book an appointment. Now, we can also do virtual meetings. You know, we can do a virtual consultation. I just got a question from somebody in Australia. Do you do virtual consultations? The answer is yes. So you can just call my office and we'll get the, or email my office. We'll get that set up for you. Now, along with chiropractic care, we have something called acoustic wave therapy. And just this week, had a patient come in, couldn't turn his shoulder at all. Basically, it was frozen shoulder. The doctors recommended surgery. He came to us as a last-ditch effort. He says, I'll give you a couple of visits. If it doesn't work, I'm having surgery. So he came in. We did chiropractic and adjusted him. We did the acoustic wave, which is sending really fast impulses into a joint, breaks up scar tissue, increases circulation, recruits stem cells, new cells into the area to help regenerate. And he looked at me and he says, Doc, three visits with chiropractic and acoustic wave, I have full range of motion back in my shoulder. He says, you just saved me about $100,000. I said, not a bad gig, is it? He goes, man, I like this place. So whether it's foot, plantar fasciitis, knee problems, we've saved countless patients from getting surgeries because we're able to break up the scar tissue, increase circulation in the area. So chiropractic care, nutrition, acoustic wave therapy. We can even use the acoustic wave therapy. It's also called shockwave therapy for erectile dysfunction. It can increase circulation to an area, grow new blood vessels. We open up the nerve supply from the low back into the organs. We give you home therapy to do, which is really important. And in most cases, along with supplements like nitric oxide to increase circulation to the body, people are really happy. So I don't know why this isn't the portal of entry. Hospitals, I got to save care. Insurance companies, got to reduce healthcare costs. Government, we got to reduce healthcare costs. I have a plan that works extremely well to reduce healthcare costs, safer than most things, and more effective. Why wouldn't we do that? Well, come see us, drjoe.com. I'd love to be your doctor. So we're talking today about the most searched health questions on the internet. And back pain, of course, is a biggie. Back pain, when I say back pain, leg pain, hip pain, knee pain, headaches, numbness, tingling, radiating pain, sciatica. Put the bone back in place, open up the nerve supply, increase the circulation to the area with supplements like nitric oxide, give your body the nutrients that it needs, and in many cases, we fix it without drugs, without surgery. Now, sometimes you need drugs and surgery. We have doctors available. I have a medical doctor on staff. We have surgeons on speed dial if we need them. We can refer you out if we need to. And if you're ever in a car accident, folks, if the car is damaged, you're damaged. I've never seen it any other way. So if the car is damaged, you need to come see us right away. You will get calls from scammers. Come see this doctor, come see this lawyer. Not only is it unethical, it's illegal. It's a felony if they call you. They've broke the law. You cannot contact somebody unsolicited from a car accident. So if they do, it's a scam. Hang up, come see us. We'll get you doctors and lawyers that we know we can trust. So drjoe.com. So what we're talking about today are the most searched questions on the internet when it comes to healthcare. Headaches, what causes headaches? Number one cause of headaches, of course, is a pinched nerve. But also foods can cause headaches. Monosodium glutamate, aspartame. Aspartame, 18, I think it's 18 side effects or 40 side effects. I can't remember how many side effects there are. Number one side effect of aspartame ingestion is headaches. Monosodium glutamate, Chinese food syndrome, right? Eat Chinese food, get a blazing headache. Aspartame and glutamic acid in large quantities are excitotoxins to the brain. They cause the brain to fire faster than they're supposed to, and can literally burn out your brain cells. But notice when you get your headaches, and if you go to my website, drjoe.com, you could print up something called a diet diary. Print it up. It's free. I have no idea you printed it. It's on the website. I don't know who prints them. And start writing down everything you eat. Now, when I say everything, if you have a candy, if you have a sip of soda, anything, write it down. Medication. And then when you get a headache, write it in the margin. I got a headache today at 2 o'clock. I got a headache today at 5 o'clock. I woke up with it, whatever it is. And many times you or I can go back to your diet and say, there it is. Every time you have a diet soda, 2 hours later, you get a headache. Oh my gosh, you're right, Dr. Joe. I never thought about it. And when I say monosodium glutamate, it has over 40 different names. Autolyzed yeast, hydrolyzed vegetable protein, natural flavors can be autolyzed yeast, glutamic acid. You need some glutamate, but too much of it is toxic. If you're eating processed foods, packaged foods, chances are it has monosodium glutamate in it. Because glutamic acid stimulates something called the umami taste buds in your tongue, and it makes food taste better. It's a flavor enhancer, but it's very dangerous. So write down what you're eating. I've heard that the number one cause of headaches is dehydration. I think it's a pinched nerve from my research, but let's assume it's both. Make sure you're drinking enough water. Try to drink 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. You might be dehydrated. So do my experiment. Drink 6 to 8 glasses of water every day. See if you get a headache. After a couple of days, stop drinking the water. Go back to your old habits. See if you get a headache. So a lot of this sleuthing, this investigative work, you can do yourself. But if it is a pinched nerve, come see us. We'll do an analysis for you. If you do want to make an appointment, drjoe.com. Normally, the first visit is $940. I've reduced that to $299 for my listeners. So just call up and make a new patient appointment. We accept insurances. If you're ever in a car accident, come see us immediately. Don't wait. Oh, I was a little stiff and then it went away. No, the damage is done. And it can take up to 6 months before pain shows up. The insurance companies are not going to follow up after 6 months. They're lucky. You're lucky you're going to follow up after a couple of weeks. So come see us right away. Follow me on social media, at Dr. Joe Esposito. We post health tips every single day. Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Every single day you get free health tips from me.
Thanks for listening to For the Health Fit. Remember to subscribe to this podcast and I'll help you naturally get well and stay well. You can also listen to and call into my radio show live Sunday evenings on WSBRadio.com and on the WSB Radio app.